living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This Friday, 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, face painting, along with live music and dance performances, and of course, a special visit by Santa. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 11th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Planned cultural burns on Willow Creek Conservancy next week. County Board of Supervisors approve a historical museum for Cayucas. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Call for a free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A cultural burn is scheduled to take place Tuesday, December 16th, near Vineyard Drive and Highway 46 in Paso Robles. The burn will be held on the Willow Creek Conservancy, hosted by the Salinan Tribe of Monterey and San Luis Obispo County, with support from Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, and the SLO County APCD. Smoke will be visible in nearby communities on the day of the burns. Timing depends on weather and air quality conditions. If conditions are not ideal, burns may be rescheduled. On Tuesday this week, the County Board of Supervisors approved a lease agreement with the Cayucas Historical Society for the purpose of operating a historical museum. The space will be approximately 425 square feet at Cayucas Landing for 5 years. This historical facility has long served as a gathering space in the region, with major renovations recently completed. County Parks seeks to reestablish the museum space for the Cayucas Historical Society, aligning with the county and state parks' mission to enrich the community and preserve historical resources. The space allocated to the Historical Society will be provided rent-free, recognizing the role as a public benefit. Former mayoral candidate charged with voter fraud running for county clerk recorder. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Former Oro Grande mayoral candidate Gaya Powell announced that she is now running for the position of clerk recorder in 2026. Powell is currently on trial representing herself for 8 felony charges of election and voter fraud. The charges allege that Powell submitted false nomination papers, failed to file campaign finance reports, and registered to vote at an address in the city of Arroyo Grande where she did not reside. The DA's office alleges she instead resided in a rural part of the county outside of city limits. On her campaign page, Powell says, quote, "My mission is to restore common sense, transparency, and trust to San Luis Obispo County's election process." Her core principles include requiring voter ID, same-day voting, same-day results, in-person voting with paper ballots, and U.S. citizens only. Her website for her campaign, GayaForClerk.com, has more information. A new California law will go into effect January 2026 that seeks to limit smartphone use during school. AB 3216 will amend existing law, requiring instead of merely authorizing the governing body or public charter schools to adopt a policy that limits or prohibits the use of cell phone use by July 1st, 2026. The new law also states that a student cannot be prohibited from possessing or using a smartphone in case of an emergency, when permitted by teachers or administrators of the school, when a licensed physician or surgeon determines use is necessary for the health and well-being of the pupil, or when use is required in an individualized education program. AB 3216 will also require school governing bodies to update their policies prohibiting or limiting smartphone use every 5 years. Yesterday afternoon, traffic was slowed down on Highway 46 East near the Chelam area. A semi-truck veered off the roadway and crashed into a ditch along the westbound side, first reported at about 4:30 p.m. One westbound lane was closed, so first responders and CHP could remove the truck from the ditch. No further information is available at this time. Starting December 15th, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure will occur between Creston Road and Via Ramona. The city of Paso Robles says the closure is for sewer mainline upgrades, construction by the Venado development occurring on the east side of the city. Upgrades will provide increased capacity and new infrastructure for the city's east side sewer shed. During work hours, Sherwood Park restrooms will have closures as well. Access will be maintained to both the veteran and senior center driveways. Message boards and construction signage will be provided that details a detour route. In sports for the NFL, tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Falcons will face the Buccaneers. On Sunday, tripleheader for KPRL, we'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, then the Packers and Broncos in the afternoon, and finally the Vikings against the Cowboys. In the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Suns 138-89, the Spurs over the Lakers 132-119. Tonight, the Kings will face the Nuggets, the Clippers will go against the Rockets, the Celtics will face the Bucks, and the Trailblazers will go against the Pelicans. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, 8 teenagers hurt, one in critical condition after a driver crashes into a group of high school track and field runners in Anaheim. Several members of the team waiting at an intersection.
Students, track students from Anaheim High School were on a practice run. They were waiting at the corner here, the southwest corner. The lights turned green so they could continue running, and that's when they were hit by this car.
Sergeant Matt Sutter, the driver of the car, also injured. The crash under investigation is a possible DUI. A security guard filmed speeding in a car near a busy runway at John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana was reportedly suffering from a medical emergency. Rukin Vanderwide was a baggage handler who witnessed the incident.
I was getting ready to work on a flight, and all of a sudden we see me and my coworkers behind me, we see this white Camry that zooms past us at first, and we were all just like, you know, what was that?
Sheriff's deputies quickly responded. The security guard checked out of the hospital. Governor Newsom declares a state of emergency in Mono County after the Pack Fire that destroyed 30 buildings and damaged 6 in November. Jeff Scott, California News.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's production of olives for oil has expanded in recent years, and experts expect the sector will continue to grow. The state produces about 2 to 4 million gallons of olive oil annually, or about 5 to 8% of domestic consumption, meaning there is room in the market for additional production. The crop also has advantages for farmers in the Golden State. It is drought tolerant, requiring less water than other tree crops, and it does not bring high labor costs, as the fruit is harvested by machine. This industry is in its infancy for California and the U.S., so we're still seeing where we're going with it, but I do feel there's potential, said Aaron Barcelos, who grows olives in Fresno County. Barcelos, he said he planted blocks of olive trees several years ago because of the crop's profitability and its ability to withstand reduced irrigation. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. South-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny Monday. Partly cloudy Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Low 70 Saturday, upper 60 Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service
when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. New claims for unemployment benefits rose more than expected last week. There were 236,000 new claims filed in the week ending December 6th, an increase of 44,000. There is a sign people are coming off long-term unemployment. Continuing claims declined to 1.8 million. Also, another report says the U.S. trade deficit declined by $52.8 billion in September. It's a larger-than-expected improvement, helped by an increase in U.S. exports. Oracle shares are slumping, down nearly 13%. Wall Street was anticipating a more upbeat forecast from Oracle, and there's concern about its plans to spend $15 billion more on its artificial intelligence buildup in coming months than it previously estimated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice. Of course you can. All right, coming up this afternoon, Karen will have on Sarah Rizzo talking about the work with the Trump administration to stop offshore windmills and the industrialization of Port St. Louis. And then Stacey Korsgaden will be in and talk about changes to health insurance. So there you go. This is a bit of nothing to start off this morning, but I came across it simply because she's celebrating a birthday today. So I just kind of looked and stuff, and she's one of my favorites. But since it's that time of the year, Brenda Lee. Now, I'm sure all of you are familiar with the song Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Now, she was asked to do that when she was 13 years old, and it became a moderate hit. A moderate hit. And it was released in November of 1958. Okay? And then over the years, not too long after it was released, I came across the charts for it. And the charts were not really that good. This has to do with Christmas music around the time of the year, right? So in 61, it was 50, 59 in 62, 50 in even 2014 and 30. But then in 2019 and since then, it has been in the top three of Christmas songs. I just found that really weird considering the age of it. And I would have thought, is particularly in 61 and 62, that it would have done better on the charts, but it didn't. That's kind of weird. And there are, I guess Brenda Lee has said that thanks to the movie Home Alone, that helped as well. I have never seen that movie. Chris, have you ever seen that movie, Home Alone?
No, actually. I know it's technically a Christmas classic, but no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either, so I have no idea what the music is about or anything like that. But anyway, just a little side note of absolutely nothing of importance this morning. So there you go. I did get an email. It came in yesterday, and let's see here. Kevin Will, cosmetology salon at high school. Did you see that our tax dollars are going to a cosmetology salon at the high school? No idea of the cost. The kids can't read or write, but they can cut hair. Great. Well, I didn't see what you're referring to, but I was aware of it. And yes, the school board said, I don't know what the cost is, but from what I was told, because it is expensive and I guess not grueling, but that the to get a license is not that easy. I mean, as far as, you know, from what the state is, and I guess the kids can, they can accrue some time towards that through the school district. Now, of course, I never leave anything just there. I would like to know what the cost is, and I guess a survey at the school said the kids want it. Well, if I was in high school, I would have wanted batting cages, too, but I didn't get those. Anyway, so I did just a little bit of research. And apparently, in the state of California, at least, that there is what may be considered an abundance of too many cosmetology salons in the state. Although it's a big-time business, you can imagine. There's almost 170,000 businesses in the industry, and the growth rate is not that high, and the failure rate is extremely high. But in California, of course, the industry is shaped by complex regulatory environment that has been a point of discussion and contention. And they've had high training hour requirements for cosmetologists compared to other states. And the worker classification has created significant challenges and legal gray areas for salons and independent contractors by mandating stricter rules for worker classification.
And also, there is a recognized demand for specialists in various hair types, which we can see. You know, styles change over the years and so forth. People get creative or whatever, and the times change. I understand that. Well, the high demand for the services, but the over, I guess you would say, amount of them in the state is, I mean, if somebody wants to pursue something for a career, know what you're getting into, but at the cost of the taxpayers, because there are other types of jobs that are needed in the state much more than that, including these mundane things such as skilled trades, electricians, HVAC techs, and others along those ways, marketing and customer service accountants and so forth. Those are needed much more, and let's don't forget nurses as well. So the school decided to do that for whatever reason. You'll have to ask them. So anyway, yeah, and I don't know the amount of money, but thanks for bringing that up. All right, let's see here. What else? Chris, you had this cell phone thing, which has been a talk of conversation for a couple of years, not only here, but around the country, and that takes effect in July?
Well, the law goes into effect in January. Schools have until July to make a policy for themselves.
Okay, but they've known this for a while, so I don't know where our school district is. I know it's been talked about. I can't keep up with all the things that are going on at the schools and so forth, but there are some parents that are still, shall we say, they have their pilot suit on regarding helicopters and why the need to be in constant contact with their kid. I understand emergencies come up, but again, let's go to the dinosaur generation for those of us. How many emergencies did you have in your lifetime going to school? My hand goes up. None. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'm surprised, Kevin, that you would be opposed to a class that would teach somebody a skill that they could make a living with and not go on to welfare instead.
I never said I was against it.
Well, you indicated that you thought it was not worth the expense.
I don't know if those words were intended or came out of my mouth, as a matter of fact, I know, or how it was perceived by you. I was merely responding to the email on what the cost is, and is there really a need for this when there's a need for more everyday things such as your electricians and so forth. The state of California is overloaded with salons. So
that may be true, but out of all those salons, people are making a living.
Okay.
And they're not on welfare.
Okay. So what other classes then should we build at the high school for the kids that want it?
We already have some in Skills USA.
Yes, we do, and those are skills that are still needed.
Right.
Okay, so the point of this, of when I look this up, is this is not really needed in the state.
So we don't need to prepare people to go on and make a living and stay off of welfare.
Well, I think the point of the email is that these kids need to learn to read or write first.
Well, that may be true.
Well, it's not maybe true. It is true.
Well, of course it's true. All right. If you want to, you know, play word games, okay.
No, I'm not playing word games, Cody. I'm playing statistics.
I understand the statistics. There are far more, apparently far too many people who can't pass a standardized test for reading and writing at their grade level.
Mm-hmm.
However, if those people are not going to learn, which evidently they're not because they haven't, why wouldn't we want them to have a skill that they could use to make the difference between monetary income and learning to read and write?
Well,
I'd rather have somebody be able to earn a living.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I'm not going to be threatened by, if I don't get this, I'm not going to be able to provide.
Well, I have another plan for being, I'm obviously not a person who likes to be threatened, which we have been now by the school board. basically they've threatened us with, we're going to do what we want, too bad, so sad. Well, I have news for them. Some of us are not going to be happy about supporting any kind of a campaign for a bond issue. And the way I read the money at the school district, what little they'll produce for you to read, they'll be broke. And they aren't going to have the money without a bond. And as far as I'm concerned, they're not going to get a bond until they start listening to the people who are paying the bills.
They're going to get a bond and because people don't pay attention. And I want to go back to something. If this cosmetology, well, it's gonna happen, okay? So again, this person on the email, maybe they can find out what it's going to cost the taxpayers to do this. But I hope, but I'm not hopeful, that what is taught in this class is the reason why we're helping you do this is because of the licensing and the regulatory requirements in California for this particular industry are brutal. And that was brought on by politicians who made this decision.
That's correct.
Okay. I almost guarantee you that will not be taught.
What won't
so
be taught?
The fact that we're helping you out with this because it's such a hairdo, no pun intended, a hairdo to get these classifications and the licensing and all the legal stuff involved with this industry is because of government.
Well, it's true. There's no question about that.
But that won't be taught to them.
Well, they'll have to learn the rules. I mean, if a state inspector walks into a shop that cuts hair and finds hair on the floor, they get a penalty. Now, and it costs money for the people who are trying to make money. This state is so far out of control. And nobody is paying attention. Well, if you study the politics, you can tell nobody is paying attention.
Well,
going on about their daily life.
If you remember, about 10 years ago, those Nazis came through the Central Coast and were hammering people that own the salons.
That's correct.
I mean, I know the lady that's been cutting my hair for 25 years now. She got fined $500 for having the hair on the floor because she didn't sweep it up quick enough. $500.
I understand. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And it applies to barbers and cosmetologists as well, both. They both cut hair. They're both subject to these people who run around the state and write tickets for hair on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or some other little silly violation that means absolutely nothing except that it is the law and they're able to enforce it. And they pay people to do that. What they are? Revenue collectors. That's all they are.
Well, that's a gentleman title for them.
Okay. You know I'm perfectly capable of using less than gentlemanly language.
No,
however,
but I don't
want to do that.
I appreciate the respect for the FCC and our other listeners, but
it's respect for the radio station. I don't want them to have any trouble.
They are those people. They're pimps.
Yeah,
it is what they are, and it goes right back to my topic I've been on here the last couple of weeks about legal government extortion.
That's exactly what it is.
People that go into businesses, I don't mean into, but they go into the business for the service. In most cases, they have no idea on how much crap that the owner or the manager has to put up with because of the state rules and regulations.
Yeah, like that big poster you have to display somewhere that tells employees things they already know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if there's hair on the floor in there. She's not putting it in my mouth.
That's correct.
So she's busy. She's doing this. She's getting her customers in and out. All right. She didn't sweep up one customer. Oh, here's $500. What? You know, isn't there something in the Constitution about the amount, the egregious amounts of fines,
yes,
and so
fair
forth?
And unusual punishment.
Okay, that's beyond that.
That's correct. I think I've always thought so. Clear back to when I first learned that why were they sweeping every time they cut somebody's hair? Well, that's the reason. Because the state says it's not a good idea, and we're going to fine you if you do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure somebody that, well, you may slip on the hair, so they're doing it for safety reasons.
Yeah.
You know what? You can come up with every reason why you need to do something and implement the law.
That's true. But at any rate, I was a little bit surprised because I'm kind of in favor of leaning our educational system towards not at the expense of those children or those young people who want to learn and want to go in depth into their intellectual capability, but there's a bunch of them who don't, and they're never going to be that way. And if they learn a trade, they're better off.
Well, hopefully it's
not learning one.
Hopefully a trade that's oversaturated they can succeed in.
I hope so. We'll talk soon.
238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this edition here on The Right Choice. Speaking of that, I got a little something. Again, this is somebody sent me something yesterday, and it has to do, we are aware of it, but there's a little more to it. And it has to do with the wine industry here in in our county. Now, the value, we've had people call in talking about the grapes they've seen just rotting on the vines that are not being harvested, but the value, according to what was sent to me, of the San Luis Obispo County wine grapes has dropped by a staggering 40% in 2024. And so the long-term ramifications are what? Well, when you look at the wrong long-term ramifications, survivors will figure it out what they need to do. These are smart people. They've been successful people and so forth. And I'm guessing that some of them probably saw it coming or knew it would come eventually and have been able to prepare or are starting to prepare. I don't know. But remember, in the last 20 years or so here in this area, the tourism industry associated with the wine industry has become a big force. So what happens? Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Interesting conversation piqued my interest in that I have a daughter-in-law that is in the process of leaving the wine industry to go to cosmetology school.
Really?
Yeah. I initially wasn't particularly in favor of it, not so much to leaving the wine industry, but it's an expensive school in Southern California, and your conversation about the difficulties of licensing and so on and so forth, that's going to make for some interesting conversation, some questions, shall we say, at Christmas this year. I don't see her very often, but I'm going to formulate some questions.
Will she cut your hair for you?
No. Well, I don't know. I hadn't gone there yet, actually, and that's a good question. That's a good question.
Well, that would be rude. Yeah. Someone coming up for a holiday, hey, could you cut my hair? No, I don't do that.
Yeah, no. Actually, my wife cuts my hair, actually. It has for many years, actually.
Do you tip her?
Of course. Are you kidding? It's pretty expensive. Yeah. Very expensive, actually.
Yeah, if
you think you're saving money, wrong.
If you don't tip her, she can give you one hell of a haircut.
True statement. True statement. I did have another comment regarding yesterday's sound off, a conversation that Eric had with, and I forgot the gentleman's name from the Republican committee, talking about the school board and members on the school board that aren't. That ostensibly were with Kenny and are no longer standing with him, but they ran with him. And I'm curious, is there more to that story? They used the words hoodwinked. Was I hoodwinked when I voted? And I'll throw a name. They didn't throw any names out there, but I will. Is Lauren McCoy not standing with Kenny on some of these issues?
I get told some things that sometimes when people get into office, they're not necessarily their views changed, but on how they go about doing it is a little bit different, or somebody is able to get a hold of them and have subtleties dropped before them that makes them rethink what their decisions are. You get my drift?
Yeah, I do, and I would say the pressures and the difficulties are greater than anticipated, shall we say.
Yeah, and either way, because I've seen this on councils, city councils as well, I think it's gutless. Yeah. It's similar to, there was a guy years ago, his name was William Petrocelli. He worked for the mafia, and he never verbally intimidated anybody. All he had to do was look at them.
Mm. So interesting.
So when you could do that or even drop subtle hints, it makes people rethink. There's a lot of sleaze bags involved.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know that another thing that can happen, imagine yourself on a board that's the council, it's 5 or 7 people, and you know how the vote's going to go because of the majority of the board. So your vote against that majority is not going to change the outcome of the particular issue. So you go ahead and vote with that majority, the go along, get along, that maybe you could help sway. I don't know. There's some psychology there that does happen.
I don't agree with that, because then you're telling the people that voted for you that, you know, you're not following through on what their wishes are. I know this is not possible. I think people that run for school boards, I don't think they should have kids in the district, because if you have kids in the district, people can get to you.
I didn't think about that angle of it. You're right.
With the Petrocelli treatment. They can get to you through your kids. And what's an easiest thing to do to get to a parent?
Yep. Yep, that is quite the lever against the parent, you bet.
Yep. So,
true statement.
That's the best answer I can give you.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate that, Kevin. That gives me a little bit different perspective. A couple lights went on in my head for that. So, very good.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, bye. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A cultural burn is scheduled to take place Tuesday, December 16th on the Willow Creek Conservancy near Vineyard Drive and Highway 46 in Paso Robles. Burns will be hosted by the Salinan Tribe of Monterey in San Luis Obispo County. Smoke will be visible on the day of the burns, but timing depends on weather and air quality conditions. If conditions are not ideal, the burns may be rescheduled. Yesterday afternoon, a truck slowed down on Highway 46 East near the Chelam area as it veered off the roadway and crashed into a ditch along the westbound side. First reported at about 4:30 p.m. One westbound lane was closed to first responders and CHP so they could remove the truck from the ditch. No further information is available at this time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. Tensions on the rise again between the U.S. and Venezuela.
President Trump says the U.S. has seized a large oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. According to Attorney General Pam Bondi, it's a crude oil tanker used to transport sanctioned oil from Venezuela to Iran. It marks the Trump administration's latest push to increase pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and follows several deadly strikes in the region against suspected drug smuggling boats.
Fox's Jalen Painter. Democrats and Republicans set to vote today on dueling health care proposals. The House has passed a bill authorizing funds for the nation's military. It also raises troop pay by about 4%. And the man accused of killing political activist and founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, Tyler Robinson, will make his first in-person appearance in Utah today. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
At the baseball winter meetings in Orlando, another big bat comes off the free agent board as the Orioles and Pete Alonso agreed on a 5-year deal worth $155 million. The slugger, who turned 31 on Sunday, hit 38 homers and drove in 126 for the Mets last season. Joe Buck wins the Ford C. Frick Award for broadcast excellence from the Hall of Fame. He will be honored in Cooperstown next summer, as his father Jack was in 1987. NBA Cup quarterfinals, the Thunder throttled the Suns 138-89 to improve to 24-1 on the season. That ties the best 25-game start in NBA history set by the Warriors 10 years ago, the season they went on to win a record 73 games. Coach Mark Daigneault.
Yeah, both ends of the floor, great precision on offense, and then really made them earn everything on defense, and it built us a nice lead.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 28 points. OKC has won 16 in a row. In the other quarter, the Spurs spanked the Lakers 132-119, 30 points for Stephon Castle. The semifinals Saturday in Las Vegas, then, will have the Knicks and the Magic in the East and the Thunder versus the Spurs in the West. College football, Michigan fired coach Sharon Moore after an investigation found credible evidence that Moore had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Local police then detained Moore outside Ann Arbor after the announcement for a possible assault. Diff Pogge will be the interim coach as the 18th-ranked Wolverines face number 13 Texas in the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Eve. The bowl season, by the way, starts this Saturday with the L.A. Bowl between Boise State and Washington, just hours after the Army-Navy game ends the regular season, and just as the Heisman Trophy will be presented in New York City. That's Thursday sports.
And we have our triple header coming up Sunday morning, beginning at 9:30. The Raiders will take on the Eagles. Then it is the Packers and the Broncos, the late game. Vikings and Cowboys all here on the Right Choice, KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, locally family owned and operated. They'll help you out. Sunshine, low 70s, clear tonight, mid-30s. Mid-70s, sunny on your Friday. And then for Saturday, we'll drop down a little bit to the low 70s, upper 60s. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and what the heck, week from today, Thursday. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7:03 a.m., 4:51 p.m., we are at 31. Yeah. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them, avilatraffic.com. Moving right along on the Thursday edition.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. No, you're not. This is the world-famous pet alert. Okay, here. All right, checking in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound. How much? Well, I ain't got nothing. Chris, you may have something today if you can get this one.
Well, let's see if I can do as well as I did yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was less than a half second with the correct answer. Okay, you know, Santa Claus, you know, Santa's look, you know, the red stuff and the beard and all that.
Right.
Well, that's not always the case. Santa was often depicted in green, blue, or purple, not the red as we see. The red, you know, the red suit now has become common, right?
Right.
Okay, what popularized the Santa in red? This had to do with a product here in the United States of America. The product, they came out with this you know, it was a promotional thing, you know, to sell their product, and they had Santa all dressed up in the red suit.
All right, it's got to be Coca-Cola.
You're good, son.
The hint you gave was very helpful.
What was it?
Just like saying that it was for a product. I'm like, okay, red product's got to be Coke. And I remember the Santa Coke product line, basically. I remember Santa was depicted on Coke bottles for a while.
All right, man. That was good. Yeah, Santa Claus popularized the red suit. Also, speaking of that, Rudolph was created by Montgomery Ward as a promotional coloring book character, not a traditional figure. So how about that? There you go, folks. All right. Good job there. All right. Yeah, boy. If you lose one or find one, not a reindeer or anything like that, but winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by the folks at Uncle Ed's Outfitters. They're in Atascadero. Just visit AtascadoGunShop.com. Okay, trivia at 4 minutes away from 7 is brought to you by Joe's Place, past the Robles in Templeton, and out there at the airport, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, here we go. What is the longest-running radio show? What is the longest-running radio show? Okay. And, well, I'll say U.S. history. U.S. history. What is the longest-running radio show in the United States history? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think it is? I'm not going to say. Well, I would say, because I think it's easy, but that's just me because I'm in the business and I love it. I love it. I've only heard it a couple of times, but nonetheless, it's still going after all these years. Hi, good morning.
The Grand Ole Opry.
Yep, the Grand Ole Opry began in 1925, November. How about that? That's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty amazing. All right, sir, well done. May I have your name, please?
Pat Kelly.
Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly, do you like, you know, that country music stuff?
Oh, sure.
You do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Traveled through it, that's all. Okay. Never not very much, so.
All right. It's, yeah, you get down around Broadway and so forth in the Hall of Fame Museum and the old Ryman Auditorium. It's very, 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 very nice place. It's a lot of fun. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, thank you so much and happy holidays.
Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Now, when the Grand Ole Opry, there's pretty some good books on it. There's one. It's DeFord Bailey. He was the first black performer for the Grand Ole Opry. He played harmonica, and amazing stuff. And him and Uncle Mason, I forget his first name, Uncle Dave Mason, they were the primary guys on the Grand Ole Opry. And it was mostly, if not all, instrumental music when it first came out. And then when you had people like Jimmy Reed and Eddie Arnold come in, then they started with the vocals. But DeFord Bailey and Uncle Dave were the primary stars of the original Grand Ole Opry. Again, started on and still on WSM in Nashville, and started out as the Barn Dance way back when. Still going strong.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Starting December 15th, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure will occur between Creston Road and Via Ramona for sewer mainline upgrades. On Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors approved a lease agreement with the Cayucas Historical Society for the purpose of operating a historical museum. The space will be approximately 425 square feet at Cayucas Landing for 5 years at no cost to the Historical Society. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Music and the Spoken Word, a religious musical classic program, began in 1929. That is still going. And then you have the Folk Song Festival with a host, Oscar Brand. And he was the host from 1945 to 2016, making it the longest running weekly program with the same host, 70 years. All those were in the United States. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Indeed, call them 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's